choice.
Was nil, was no more. The circle was broken, and the body had lost its path. At war with peace, struggling against all things. Search for the trail of life, the path that completes the circle. Struggle, struggle, complete the circle, complete the circle. Dialectic materialism, no. Metaphysical, no. Dialectic materialism, metaphysical. Unity, umoja, struggle, unity. Work, study work, develop control, speed development. Where is peace? Where is peace? Wise man, Saidi, oh Saidi. Where is peace? To find peace, you must be it. To find peace. Be it, then the circle is complete. It is complete. 360 degrees around. Who has the answer? Who has the answer? Seek a Lisa. Seek a Lisa. We are the music makers. The makers of music. The drummers, the dancers of freedom. And we can find peace. The lost secret of life is to complete the circle. But what is that peace? What is that circle? Neither man nor woman is complete, for they must complement each other. Then the circle is complete. Umoja, unity. Umoja. With self is
Hello, welcome to Spirits Rejoice here on 2SER. Andrew Kuduri here with you today on this summer series full of the jazz music that blossomed through the late 60s and 70s, with new thinking and new music direction for some of the most inspiring and passionate sounds ever made. Today's show began with Juju, a jazz collective who eventually transformed themselves into the funk group Oneness of Juju. But before that, they made a few records as Juju that had the direct punch of funk, along with some seriously righteous spoken word emissions throughout. Chapter 2, Nia, is the name of their second album. We took the title track, which is subtitled Poem, Complete the Circle. The sleeve notes make the proclamation that the group don't believe in time, only change, which is a great way to sum up much of the theme of this period for so many jazz musicians. The next piece we'll hear on Spirits Rejoice falls squarely into that idea as well. The Soul Jazz label out of the UK has been responsible for making some rare titles accessible again, and they also, of course, make some really great compilations. Soul of a Nation is one from a few months back, and it came out to accompany an exhibition at London's Tate Modern called Soul of a Nation, Art in the Age of Black Power, featuring artists inspired by newly independent black nations and drawing on notions of pride, solidarity and autonomy in their work. This is just one of the great pieces from the compilation from Sarah Webster Fabio.
Thank you. great need. You prophesied the return of mandolins and tambourines and tinkling bells and triangles and cymbals, and they sided in on beans from Sarah Sanders as I slept, taking me unaware, tripping, blowing my mind.
Sarah Fabio, poet with a strong line of black musicians, magicians, don't fight the feeling. On the congas, big brother Cyril Leslie Fabio III, Aquarius, solemnly mine.
Solemnly mine, universal man, thinking, feeling, loving, teaching and learning. Rapping with the gods, while soul claps hands in a communion solely mine.
On drums, brother Larry Van, Capricorn. On the bass, brother Ronald Fabio, Sagittarius. With the percussion and special effects, brother Rick Hopkins, Aquarius. On the lead guitar, brother Wayne Wallace, Pisces. On the flute, soprano sax, tenor sax, piano, brother Leon Williams, Gemini. Narrator and also special effects, Thomas Fabio, Aquarius. Sister Sarah Webster Fabio, poet, Capricorn, Aquarius.
Yeah, I mean, I still hit those fun bells, those we are one bells, distant now, then near, like a sounding drum, and I know soon now the sweet songs are gonna pour like rain from our love-torn souls. One more time.
Stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
Creator.
Sarah Webster-Fabio at the top, Sweet Songs from the Soul Jazz label's Soul of a Nation compilation, and ending there with vibraphone master Bobby Hutcherson, who we lost late last year, from his 1969 album for Blue Note called Now, recorded with the Harold Land Quintet as his backing band, moving through Latin and psychedelic feels. And even though this album was an adventurous one for Bobby Hutcherson, in his hands it's still so eloquent. The Creators was the name of the piece. You're tuned to Spirits Rejoice here on 2SER with Andrew Kuduri. Back soon.
Do you work in the glam sector? That's galleries, libraries, archives and museums. Well, we want to hear from you. Glam Slam is a brand new conference for archivists, librarians, researchers and curators, coming to you in 2018 and presented by the Australian Centre for Public History at UTS on March 1. There we'll be tackling the big issues facing cultural institutions today, and we'll look at what it means to work in the glam space. Right now we're shaping our program, so don't be shy. Pitch us a session, book a showcase booth, or present a lightning talk. To find out more and register, head to our website, uts.edu.au/glamslam. The Australian Centre for Public History at UTS are sponsors of 2SER 107.3.
Take it live, loud and late with Waywards every Friday night above the bank in the heart of Newtown. Find a new fave or the next crop of local legends. This month, catch headline acts Didiri, Pan Pacific, Jack Colwell and Ashtray Boy, along with plenty of special guests. Tickets available on the door and online. Every Friday from 8 p.m. Full info at bankhotel.com.au. Bank Hotel sponsors 2SER 107.3.
Spirits rejoice!
Phil Coran there. One of his most exquisite works, called African Skies, recorded at the Chicago Planetarium much later than the majority of music we'll hear on Spirits Rejoice. 1993, in fact, recorded as a tribute to his greatest collaborator, Sun Ra, who died that year. Phil Coran was one of the key players in Sun Ra's orbit, playing trumpet, zither and the francophone, the last instrument his own invention in electrifying a kalimba. He made some crucial records of his own, mainly with his group the Artistic Heritage Ensemble, which are largely more rousing affairs. But African Skies is a thing of sparse beauty. Phil Coran himself sadly passed away earlier this year. He stayed in Chicago when Sun Ra's orchestra moved from there and went on to help set up that city's Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians. I'm sure we're going to hear more from Phil Coran in coming weeks on Spirits Rejoice. And that's the show that you tune to here on 2SER with myself, Andrew Kuduri. For now, let's keep it minimal and cross continents with bassist Eberhard Weber. Thank you. Pale Smile from Eberhard Weber's Fluid Russell album from 1979 on ECM. It's very much time for me to leave the seat here today and hand over to When the Levee Breaks on 2SER. I'll be back next Saturday at 5 p.m. with Spirits Rejoice. Follow the program guide at 2SER.com to find a full track list, or listen back to the show and reach me at spiritsrejoice@2SER.com. I'm going to leave you with the very cool Dorothy Ashby. Have a good night.
The moving finger writes, and having writ, moves on. Neither your piety nor wit shall lift back to cancel that line, nor will all your tears wash out the world of it. We'll be right back. finger writes, and having writ, moves on.
Sydney's premier comedy night is here, and it's right in the heart of Newtown. Wayward's Comedy at the Bank showcases a range of local legends every Wednesday night, including Aaron Chen, New Zealand's James Nkese, a secret headliner so good it can't even be revealed yet, and plenty more throughout December. Just $10 online or at the door. For full lineups and more info, head to bankhotel.com.au. The Bank Hotel sponsors 2SER 107.3.
Hi, I'm Paul Goff. Join me every Sunday here on 2SER at 5 for Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS. We'll go deep and wide in search of the best in new Australian music, and we'll dig very deep into the archives as well. That's Playback with me, Paul Goff, 5 p.m. Sundays on 2SER 107.3.